Hello.
Hey, is this Bob?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Bob, it's Julian, Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
How are you?
Good, thank you. Is now a good time to chat?
Sure.
Cool. So you mentioned you were possibly looking for around 60K in working capital for the business. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, cool. And then I think you mentioned that you have a current balance with Fora for roughly 25K. Is that right?
I'd say it's a little less than that, but probably somewhere about that. I'd say probably around 20 grand, somewhere in that ballpark.
Okay, cool. So are you looking for 60K like to refinance that Fora loan and then get some more cash on top, or do you want to keep that one completely separate?
I'm going to be honest with you. I'd like to see if I could keep it separate, but if I couldn't, I would because right now they're doing it on the credit card machine. So
got it.
I'd like to keep on doing that. So I don't know how I could have two people in the credit card machine. So
got it.
I probably would say that I would have to pay out Fora and just have one. But, the thing is with Fora is I owe that, the thing is I'd like to keep it for her, because the only reason is because if I pay it off now, I'm going to pay the same amount of money as if I pay it, say, in January and February, because I'm already at that mark. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You would pay the same amount regardless. So, yeah.
So the thing is, I'd really get double whammied, in a way.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So we'll keep that one separate and see if we can get you different options. So the one with four is that, you said that's like one of the credit card ones, the merchant cash advance. They take basically just a percentage of your credit card sales. Is that right?
Exactly.
Okay, got it. Now, this 60K, if we get you approved for 60, what is it that you're going to be using it for exactly?
Basically, I'd like to get in another couple of product lines. I'd like to get in Toro and some other product and get in some inventory, you know what I'm saying?
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, what kind of inventory?
Basically, snowblowers, parts. I'd like to do some improvements on the property,
Nice.
That type of stuff,
So just a couple different things, snowblower parts and just kind of general renovations on your business, basically?
Exactly.
Okay, cool. Okay, so do you guys get a higher demand for your products during the holidays, kind of? Or?
Oh, right now we're very busy.
Awesome. Okay, cool. Do you have like a timeline? Are you looking to get the funds in place as soon as possible, basically? Or
basically get the funds in place and, earlier the better, because then after that I can sell stuff and bring in stuff a little bit better. Better would always be better for me.
Of course, okay. Okay, got it. Let's see here. How long have you been in business for, by the way?
My father started the company back in 1976. I took over the company in 2000. I changed the name of it, and I've been going ever since. So I incorporated, I think, in 2007, and I've been doing it for underneath my name for about 16 years.
That's awesome. Good stuff. So it was a family business, and so you kind of been involved with it since you were probably like pretty young, right?
Yeah, my father started back in 1976. I was about 5 years old when he started.
Nice.
And I've been in it ever since.
Oh, very cool. Okay, what'd you guys do in sales last year? Just kind of a rough estimate.
We did over 650,000 or so, 635, somewhere in the ballpark.
Somewhere on there? Okay. Okay, got it. And as far as your FICO score goes, how would you rate it? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle? What are we working with?
Not bad. It's probably high sixes, low sevens.
Okay, cool. That's not bad. It's right on average. Honestly, most business owners don't have great credit just because you're constantly having to, pull some strings with finances and things like that. So,
right.
So just so you know, well, obviously you've worked with Fora, and have you done working capital financing before other than with Fora?
That's about all the company I have worked with.
Got it. So these programs are based on your cash flow. They're not really based as much on your credit score, which is advantageous most of the time. So typically we can free up somewhere around 10 to 15% of your gross sales. So that kind of lines up with the 60K that you're looking for. So I think we're right in the right ballpark. what kind of return do you see on your on the products, on your inventory that you sell? What are your like average profit margins, would you say?
Probably around 15-20%.
15-20%, okay. And then what's your like, what would you say is your average ticket sale for your customers?
Usually a repair is usually at least $100, sometimes 200, so I'd say average is probably around $150, probably, more or okay. less.
Okay, gotcha. But that's for your repairs, right? But you also sell new equipment or no?
Oh yeah, like today I sold, you know, two or three snowblowers, so I mean, it's all different, you know.
Yeah, that's cool. So you're like a one-stop shop for that stuff. You do the repairs, you sell them new, used, everything.
Right. So I'm like 80, you know, like, you know, you make usually 15 or 20 on a snowblower. So like I sold two snowblowers today. Each one of them was a little over $1,000. So, you know, I made about $150 on each one, you know.
Nice. Okay, very cool. Have you shopped around for financing already? Like, have you gone to your bank for the 60K or got any feedback from them or no?
No, I haven't done anything, to be honest with you. I've just been working so much that banks don't have the time for me because they're always closed right 4 o'clock, and I don't get out until after 6. So.
Okay, cool. So I'll make this very easy for you then. Let's see here. Do you have any backup options? Like, if you don't get the financing in place, like, are you able to go to your bank, like, on a weekend or something, or no? I'm just trying to figure out, like, if we can't approve you, do you have another plan, I guess?
Well, yeah, definitely. I mean, you know.
Okay. Do you have like a line of credit with your bank?
No.
Okay. Cool. The reason I'm asking is because I want to make sure we get you the best deal. So if you have an existing line of credit, I want to make sure that we can beat that. Anyway, just to tell you a little bit about the process. You've been through it with Forrest, so you're probably somewhat familiar. Ours is pretty similar. Forrest is actually a partner of ours. But yeah, we look at your, it's actually a one-page credit application. We look at 6 months of your most recent business bank statements, because like I said, these programs are based on your cash flow, right? And then we look at your previous year's tax return. Have you guys already done your 2015 taxes?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay, cool.
So what are you partners with for?
Yes. Yeah, we're a syndicate, so we do a significant amount of in-home lending. Some of the products that they have that we don't, we'll kind of branch out to them. So we kind of been in the same network for a little bit. But
are you in the same? Are you? Because I'm really trying to get away from Foro. You know what I'm saying? I don't like them, to be honest with you.
Yeah, no problem. We don't work anywhere near them at all. We're just business partners. So we have some mutual customers, basically. But we don't operate under any, like, we're a totally different entity. We don't have any similar management or anything like that at all.
Yeah, I don't think I want to do anything with you, though. I mean, because I really don't like Four.
Yeah, I know Four is kind of a little bit on the expensive side, too, so.
Yeah. But, hey, thanks a lot anyways, though.
Yeah. Did you want me to send you an email with the application info, or?
No, because, you know, I just want to stay away from Four as far as I can, you know.
Okay. Well, but like I said, we're not Four, though. We're a totally different company. No,
you probably have the same way of doing things, the same whatchamacallit. So I don't want a bank that's even, you know, close to them or related to them, you know.
Okay. How about this? I'm going to send you an email with our info. Feel free to do some research. If anything changes, give me a call. You can look me up, my personal LinkedIn profile, as well, to just see, obviously you want to make sure we're legit and everything. Do some research on us. I'll send you our Google+ with real customer reviews. And that way, you know, decide for yourself if you want to give it a go. I'll be happy just to kind of get you some approvals and just so you can kind of see what's available. There's absolutely zero obligation from you. If we get you an approval and you don't like it, you don't have to take it. There's no fees or anything like that just for applying, just so you know. So.
Okay, no problem.
All right, Bob. Well, I appreciate your time. Anyway, like I said, I'm going to send you an email real quick, townlinepower@msn.com. Is that right?
Yes, that is.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much, sir. Feel free to give me a call if anything comes up, and I'll be happy to help.
Thanks a lot, now.
Thank you. My pleasure. Bye-bye.